B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Psochim Daf Samach. We're going to start 9 lines from the bottom of Nun Tes Amud Beis, the next Mishnah. And in today's sugya, we're going to learn about when somebody does one of the 4 main avoidos of every korban. Every korban has shchita, slaughtering the animal; kabbalah, receiving the blood; hailocha, taking the blood from the place where it was received till the mizbeach; and Zerika, which is sprinkling the blood onto the Mizbeach. Those are the 4 main avoidos. Now, really what's supposed to happen, what should happen, is that these 4 avoidos are done with the right intentions. Exactly which intentions should be had lekatchila is a gemara in Zvachim. Exactly which machshavos, which thoughts, which during those different avoidos that actually make the korban posel is discussed also in Zvachim, also in other places in Shas. But in today's sugya, we're going to learn about one particular type of thought which could get in the way of the korban, and that is shinui kodesh, it's called, and shinui bailim. Shinui kodesh means the status of the korban. For example, if you shecht one korban and you say, I'm shechting this for the sake of, or as if it is a different korban. We know there's a number of different korbanos. There's a korban oila, korban chatas, a korban osham, a korban shlomim, amongst others. So if somebody says, I'm shechting a korban oila for the sake of l'shem osham, in the name of a korban osham, that would be called shinui kodesh. If somebody shechts a korban chatos that belongs to Reuven, and he does it saying, I'm shechting it for the sake of Shimon, that's called shinui bailim, where you've changed, you've attributed a different owner to this korban. So now we're going to learn regarding korban Pesach, where a korban Pesach, there's lishma, it's got to be shechted, and all the 4 melachis, the 4 avoidos, shchita, kabbalas adam, Hoylocha Sadam and Zrika Sadam have to be done l'shem the Korban Pesach. If you shecht the Korban Pesach, for example, l'shem Shlomim, say, hey, I'm shechting a Shlomim when in truth it's a Korban Pesach, that's going to be an issue. And also we're going to learn about Shinui Bailim in the Gemara. Let's see the Mishnah inside. HaPesach she'shochatoi she'loi l'shmoi. If a Korban Pesach was shechted not for the sake of a Korban Pesach, but for the sake of a Korban Shlomim, V'kibil, v'holach, v'zorak, sh'loi lishmoi. And the literal translation is, and he received the blood, he took the blood from the place where he received it to the Mizbeach, and he sprinkled the blood, sh'loi lishmo, which means even though it was in actual fact a Korban Pesach, he did it for the sake of a Shlomim, in the name of a Shlomim. And we're going to see in the Gemara, there's actually going to be a number of ways of reading this first part of the Mishnah. We're going to see in the Gemara. So that's one case, and it would seem in this case that he did all 4 sheloi lishmoi. Or a case where lishmoi v'sheloi lishmoi, where in one korban he also had a thought, which was a good one, which was lishmo for the korban Pesach, and also sheloi lishmo, also l'shem shlomim. And we'll see in the Gemara will discuss whether this is talking about that he did shchita, for example, lishmo, and the zrika, or another one of the avoidos, sheloi lishmo, or if he did a single avoido, he did shchita, also lishmo, also sheloi lishmo. That will be a second way of understanding it. And we're going to see a third way of understanding it in the Gemara. It could be that whilst he did the shchita, he thought that the shchita will be lishma and the zrika will be shaloi lishma. Not that whilst he was doing the zrika, he had the kavon of shaloi lishma, but whilst he was doing the shchita, it was with the intentions of doing the zrika, shaloi lishma. Those are the 3 different ways that we're going to discuss in the Gemara how these words can be understood. But either way, if it's lishmoi v'sheloi lishmoi, that he first had the intention of lishmo and then the intention of sheloi lishmo, or third case, sheloi lishmoi v'lishmoi, where he first had the intention of sheloi lishmo and then the intention of lishmo, in all these cases posel, the korban Pesach is posel, it's invalid. Ketzad lishmoi v'sheloi lishmoi. What's the case, says the Mishnah, of lishmoi v'sheloi lishmoi? L'shem Pesach or l'shem Shlomim. The lishmo of a korban Pesach is to do it for the name of Pesach. And the Shaloi Lishmo of Pesach is to do it for the name of Ashlomim. Shaloi Lishmo Yvelishmo. What does it mean, Shaloi Lishmo and Lishmo? First, L'shem Shlomim, he has in mind to do the first Avodah L'shem Shlomim, or L'shem Pesach, and then he has the second Machshava is L'shem Pesach, that's called Shaloi Lishmo Yvelishmo. That's the basic reading of the Mishnah. Says the Gemara Boyer of Papa. Rav Papa is going to ask the following question. And we have to keep in mind that we've had three cases in the Mishnah. One where it seems, where the Mishnah listed out all four avodas. Shchita, Kabbalah, Hilocha, and Zrika, Sheloi Lishmo, it's possible. Case number two, Lishmoi, v'Sheloi Lishmoi. Case number three, Sheloi Lishmoi, v'Lishmoi. Rav Papa is going to ask the following question. And we mentioned this when we read the Mishnah, that in case number two, when it's speaking about, well, let's see which case. And let's outline first what's coming, and then we'll understand this Gemara. Let's take the case of Lishmoi v'Shaloi Lishmoi. First, he had a thought which was a proper thought, a good one. Lishma, l'shem korban Pesach, and then a second thought of Shaloi Lishma, which in this case we'll assume is l'shem Shlomim, for argument's sake. Rashi gives that example. Now, we've had previously in the Gemara, there's a machlekes Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Meir, if a person who says, who has two thoughts, or he says two things which contradict each other, do we say, Toifes Loshen Rishon, that the only thought that we actually take seriously is the first one, and we just ignore the opposite, the opposing second thought, which is what Rabbi Meir holds, Teufels Loshen Rishon. Or Rabbi Yosi argues and says that we also have to take into account what he says later, and also what he says or thought, and also what he thinks at first. That means we take both into account. Now, the Gemara is going to assume that everybody agrees that if you do any one of these avoidos, either Shchita, or Kabbalah, or Hoilacha, or Zurika, with a Machsheves Psul, then everybody agrees that even though it's two avoidos, you don't say, since the first avoida was done with a good intention, and the second avoida was done with bad intention, Toifas Loshen Rishon. No. Over there, even Rav Meir will agree that each avoida is looked at independently. However, if doing a single avoida, a single melacha, a single act, for example, just shchita, and in the shchita itself, you first have a machshava of lishmoi, and then you have a machshava of shaloi lishmoi. And in that case, where you have a contradicting machshava within one melacha, within one avoida, there we have the machlokes Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Meir. Do we say, since they're contradicting each other, we're just toifes loshen rishon, we only take on and only give significance to the first machshava and ignore the second one, or not? So in the case of lishmoi v'shaloi lishmoi, that means everybody agrees that you also take into account the first thing that he said or thought, toifes loshen rishon. The question is, do we only take into account the first machshava, or do we also take into account the first machshava as well as the second one? So if the first machshava is a negative one, is shaloi lishmo, is one that invalidates the korban, everybody agrees that the korban is going to be pasul. So in the case of shaloi lishmoi v'lishmoi, even if it's in one melacha, if it's in one avoida, it's going to be pasul. In the case of lishmoi v'shaloi lishmoi, where you first thought a machshava which was kosher, and then a machshava that was pasul, then in the event that we're talking about a single avoida, then it will be a machlekes Rabbi Yosi and Rav Meir. Rav Meir says toifes loshen rishon, and it will be kosher because his first thought was lishmo. Rabbi Yosi will say pasul. So when the Mishnah says that lishmoi v'shaloi lishmoi is pasul, if we say it's two avoidas, then even Rav Meir would agree that it's pasul because the second avoida was done entirely with the wrong machshava. It's possible. However, if it's a single avoida and it's lishmoi v'lishaloi lishmoi, and nonetheless the Mishnah says it's possible, it must be only Rabbi Yosi. That means the main discussion of Rav Papa, which is going to take us to the bottom of the next, which is going to take us right through to the next Omid, is in the case of lishmoi v'shaloi lishmoi, and only in that case, assuming that it's a single avoida, If it's a single avoida, then we have a raya from our Mishnah to the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. However, if the Mishnah is talking about, or could be talking about, two avoidas, then it could be even Rabbi Meir. And now the Gemara is going to go through five different proofs, or five stages, to try and prove that this stage, these words in the Mishnah, lishmoy v'sheloy lishmoy, are actually referring to avoida achas, one avoida, not two avoides. And the Gemara is going to try a number of ways of proving that. Boyer of Papa, let's start again. Ba'avoido achas tanan, when it says lishmoy v'sheloy lishmoy in the Mishnah, is it talking about one avoida and then it will be Rabbi Yossi? Oy b'shtei avoides, or is it talking about two avoides? With one avoida was lishmoy, and the next avoida was sheloy lishma, and then it's possible, and then it'll be even according to Reb Meir. Ba'avoida achas tanan v'Reb Yossi, the Omar, why would it be Reb Yossi? Reb Yossi says, af bigmar dvar avodom nitvas, that we also consider the second thing that a person says, and here, since the second thing that he said was sheloy lishma, it will be possible. De'i Reb Meir, because if it's Reb Meir, ha omar tofas lashon rishon. Reb Meir says that when you have contradicting thoughts or speech within one avoda, we only consider the first one. And according to Reb Meir, it should be kosher, because the first thing that he said was lishma. And the Mishnah says it's possible, it would have to be Reb Yossi. Oy dilma b'shtei avoides tanan v'afilu l'Reb Meir. If the Mishnah is talking about two avoides, then Reb Meir would agree that it's possible. De omar tofas lashon rishon. Because we are going to assume that when Reb Meir says Tofas Loshen Rishon Hanimili, that's only true Bavoida Achas, in a single Avoida with two different Machshovis or Amirois, either thoughts or where he says the Lishma and the Shalei Lishma in one Melocha, in one Avoida, Tofas Loshen Rishon Aval B'shtei Avoidais. But in the case of two Avoidais, where the whole second Avoida is done with a Machsheves Psul, Moider Reb Meir would agree that it's possible. So that was the question of Reb Papa. Says the Gemara, Omri, they responded, Ahai. Let's try and understand in which case in the Mishnah Reb Papa's question is appropriate to, and we've already explained this. Is it talking about case 3 in the Mishnah, which first he said Shaloi Lishma, and then he said Lishma, Bein b'avoida achas, bein b'shtei avoidos, then it doesn't matter whether it's one avoid or two avoidos, bein Reb Meir or bein Reb Yossi, it doesn't matter if you hold only tofus loshen rishon or af tofus loshen rishon, if Suleimi kamaisa, since the first machshava is the possible one, everyone will agree it's possible. Dohal Reb Yossi nami, even though Reb Yossi says that we take the second thought into account, but that's not to the exclusion of the first one, af bigmar dvar avodom nitfas. He holds that a person is also nitfas. We also consider the first thing he said, not only the second, that means both. Elo, it must be that the question of Rav Papa was only alishmoy v'sheloy lishmoy, as we explained, that's case number 2, first lishmoy, then sheloy lishmoy, my, what's going to be the halacha? Is it talking about avoida achas, proof to Rav Yossi, or b'shtei avoides, and then it could be Rav Meir as well. Says the Gemara Tashma, we're going to try and bring a proof from case number 1, which was very ambiguous, because the Mishnah just said a Pesach sheshachta shloi lishmoi v'kibil v'holach v'zorak shloi lishmoi, and didn't really explain to us what's going on there. So says the Gemara as follows: Tashma ha Pesach sheshachta shloi lishmoi v'kibil v'holach v'zorak shloi lishmoi. That's case number 1 in the Mishnah. It's possible. Asks the Gemara, hey Chadomi, what case are we talking about? In Neima Kedektoni, are you going to say that it's exactly what it says, that when it says the Vav, the V'kibel, it means and. That means he did all four avoides Sheloi Lishma. Lomo li ad demchashiv lekulu, mikamay se'if sulei. Why does the Mishnah have to say that HaPesach sheshochtoi Sheloi Lishma, V'kibel, V'holach, V'zorak, he did all four avoides Sheloi Lishma, then it's possible. As soon as he did the first Meloh avoida, he did the Shechita Sheloi Lishma, it's already possible. Even if the rest of it would have been done lishma, it's too late. It's already possible. So what would the Mishnah be telling us by saying he did all four, then it's possible? Elolav, it must be that the Mishnah, the way to understand the Mishnah, the first case of the Mishnah, is not and. He didn't do this shlei lishma and this and this and this all four avoides. Elolav hachik oma, this is how we have to, hachik toni, this is how you have to read the first case of the Mishnah. HaPesach sheshochatoi sheloi lishmoi. he either did the shechita shlo lishma, inami, or shochatoi lishma, the shechita was done lishma, v'kibel, v'holach v'zorak shlo lishma, and he did all the rest shlo lishma, inami, or shochatoi v'kibel v'holach lishma, he did all the first three avoidis lishma, v'zorak shlo lishma, and just the last one was done shlo lishma. That means what the Mishnah means is that it's or, not and. Somebody who did the Shechita, Shelei Lishma. Or he did the Kabbalah and everything before that was Lishma and the Kabbalah was Shelei Lishma. Or he did the Ha'ilacha, Shelei Lishma and everything before that was Lishma. Or he did the Zrika, Shelei Lishma, everything before that was Lishma. In any case where there's any one Avoida, whole Avoida, which is done with a Machshava of Shinui Kodesh, it's possible. Which means that is shtei avoides. He did the earlier avoides lishma and a later avoides shelei lishma. So that's a case of two avoides. And we say it's pasul, which is okay, that everybody agrees with that. If you have any one which is lishma, or any one rather which is shelei lishma, it's pasul. To have yile shtei avoides. So that's clear. Case number one is definitely talking about two avoides. It's explicit in the Mishnah. Either the Shechita, or the Kabbalah, or the Halacha, or the Zrika is talking about different Melachas. We're not talking about a single Melacha with two Machshavis, Lishma and Shalei Lishma. So far all we know is that case number one is talking about two avoides. Amos Sefer. Let's move to case number two, which is called the Sefer relative to the first case. Lishmoi v'Shalei Lishmoi. What's that talking about? Heichadomi. If you say that that's talking about two avoides, that lishmoi would be shchita, sheloi lishmoi would be, for example, the Kabbalah, the first avoida was done lishma, the second avoida was done sheloi lishma, hainu reisha. That's exactly the reisha, case number one. The Mishnah is not saying the same halacha twice. Elolav, it must be, that if the first, if case number one in the Mishnah is talking about two avoidos, case number two in the Mishnah, which is lishma v'shalei lishma, must be talking about avoida achas, v'rebyesi. That's exactly what Rav Papa asked. In the case of lishmoi v'shalei lishmoi, in the event that it's one avoida, it's possible it would only be rebyesi. Because according to Reb Meir, since it's in one avoida, there's two machshavas, two amirois, then tofus loshen rishon, we only consider the first one, and the first one was lishma. It would be kosher. The Mishnah says it's possible. So it would be proof that it's Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi domar af bigmar dvar of Adam Nitvas. That's the first way the Gemara wants to prove that the case number two of lishmoi v'shaloi lishmoi is avoida achas like Rabbi Yosi. Says the Gemara loy. It's not a proof. Lo'oilom b'shtei avoides. It could be it's also talking about two avoides, like in the Reisha. But there's two different types of shtei avoides. There's one type of shtei avoides, which is I'm doing shchita. Shchita is lishma. Next avoida, let's go to the zrika. I'm doing zrika. Zrika sheloi lishma. That's called lishmoi v'sheloi lishmoi with two avoides. But there's another form of two avoides, and that is that whilst I'm doing the shchita, I'm having in mind that the shchita should be lishmoi, which is l'shem pesach. And when I'm doing the shchita, I'm having in mind that when I do the zrika is going to be done sheloi lishmoi l'shem shlomim. So v'reisha dekoi b'shchita v'komachashiv b'shchita. Inami koi b'zrika v'komachashiv b'zrika. The first case is talking about two avoides where lishmoi v'sheloi lishmoi, and each avoida you're thinking about whilst you're doing that avoida. Sefer, which is case number two, could be talking about two avoides, and then you have no proof that it's Rabbi Yosi. And dekoi b'shchita v'kachoshiv b'zrika. And he's thinking about the zrika whilst he's doing the shchita. The Omar, he says, hareini sheichet es ha-pesach lishmoi. I'm shechting the korban pesach for the sake of a pesach. Lizrei doma, in order to sprinkle the blood, sheloi lishmoi. So what's the chiddush? They're both called shtei avoides. So why do we need to say it twice? So what? That I'm thinking about the zrika whilst I'm doing the shchita. No, v'komash malon de mechashvin ma'avoide la'avoida v'hainu boyed proper. Rav Papa in Zvachim Daf Yud actually had a question. Do we say that mechashvin me'avoide la'avoida, that the thoughts you have when doing one avoida, thinking about a different avoida, will that actually affect that second avoida to make it possible? Rav Papa had that question in Zvachim. So over here, according to this understanding, case number two, Lishmoy v'shelo Lishmoy, would be proof that the first, that you can think about the Zrika whilst doing the Shechita, it's two Avoidois, so you don't have proof, it's Rabbi Yossi, and it'll be possible because Mechashvin me'avoida la'avoida. So that was the first way, the first proof that we tried, that to determine from the first case in the Mishnah that the case number two, Lishmoy v'shloi Lishmoy, is avoida achas, has been refuted. So now we're going to try and bring proof from case number three, that case number two is talking about avoida achas. Toshema. Oy sheloi Lishmoy v'lishmoy, case number three in the Mishnah, possible, it's possible. Hey Chadomi, what's it talking about? If it's talking about two avoides, the shechita you did shelo lishma, and the next avoid you did lishma. So then the Gemara says, Hashta lishmoi v'shelo lishmoi. Omras posel, shelo lishmoi v'lishmoi miboya. I don't understand. If even after thinking a positive thought, case number two, lishmoi v'shelo lishmoi, it's posel, of course if you first think, the posel thought, which is shelo lishmoi v'lishmoi, of course it's going to be posel. You've already thought the posel thought. What's going to make it kosher afterwards? Shelo lishmoi v'lishmoi mipoya, it goes without saying. The Mishnah case number three is superfluous. Elolav, it must be that, as we said before, that case number one, that it must be elolav ba'avoida achas. It must be that it's talking about a single avoida. And Rashi explains that there's an element of chiddush here, that even though the shelo lishma was first, since afterwards you saw, so to speak, corrected that by saying lishma, I may have thought that the second thought corrects the first one. It's as if you changed your mind and now it's kosher. No, says case number three, that shelo lishma v'lishma is posel ba'avoida achas. Umida sefer ba'avoida achas. And since case number three is avoida achas, as we said it must be, then so too case number two will be avoida achas. And if case number two is avoida achas, case number two is lishma v'shaloi lishma. And if it's avoida achas, you have proof that it's Rav Yossi. So we've actually proven that this case number two of lishma v'shaloi lishma is avoida achas from case number three. Says the Gemara Loi. It could be that case number two is talking about two avoides, and case number three is talking about two avoides. They're all talking about two avoides. And it's true, you're going to say, but two avoides, if lishmoy v'shaloi lishmoy is possible, then of course shaloi lishmoy v'lishmoy is possible, you're right. Ubedin hu t'loi ischuchle, we didn't need to say it. But just since the Mishnah already spoke about a case of first saying lishmoy and then shaloi lishmoy, the Mishnah threw in that the same applies by shaloi lishmoy v'lishmoy, even though it's completely self-understood. Continues the Gemara. Now we're going to bring yet another proof, not from this Mishnah, but from the next Mishnah, that these Mishnayos, which the Gemara is going to assume is one string of Mishnayos, we're going to bring proof from case number four, which is not in our Mishnah, it's in a later Mishnah, is going to prove that since case number four is Avoida Achas, we're going to assume that case number two is also Avoida Achas, back to proof that the Mishnah is following Rabbi Yossi. Toshema, we're going to see later on Daf Samech Aleph Amud Aleph, in the next Mishnah, that shochatoy shaloi le'ochloiv, if somebody shechted it and he had in mind the different people, or more accurately, he had in mind exclusively that this korban pesach should be shechted for those people who cannot eat. Shaloi le'ochloiv, they're too old to eat, they're too sick to eat, they cannot eat, or they're not allowed to eat if they're tomei, or if they didn't do bris milah for medical reasons. V'shaloi limnuyav la'areilim, all these cases we just mentioned. I mean, shloi le'oichlov is the people who are too old and too sick. Shloi limnuyav are those that are not listed before the shechita. You have to list who's going to belong to this group, and they were not on the list. Or la'areilim, people who didn't do bris milah, le'tmeim, posel. If you shechted it for the sake of those people, which is a type of shinui bailim, I'm shechting it for somebody who's not part of this korban, then it's possible. And Hocha Pshita b'avoida achas, over there we're definitely talking about one avoida, because it's only one machshava. He only had one thought, a thought of shinui bailim, a thought of shechting it for somebody who's not going to eat this. It's not for the person who's this Korban Pesach is actually designated for. So since case number four must be talking about one avoida, because it's only one machshava, or midas sefer, since case number four b'avoida achas, reisha, then case number two, nami b'avoida achas, is also talking about one avoida. If case number two is one avoida, which is the case of lishmoi v'shaloi lishmoi, then you have proof, like Rabbi Yosi. Says the Gemara, no. Midi arya haka di'isa, v'haka di'isa. It doesn't have to be that since case number four is one avoida, so too case number two. It could be that case number two is two avoides, and case number four is one avoida. Sefer b'avoida achas, reisha I b'avoida achas, I b'shtei avoides. The sefer must be indeed one avoida, but case number two, it could be one avoida, it could be two avoides. You don't have proof to Rabbi Yosi. Continues the Gemara to bring a proof from case number five. Toshima, and this is again in the Mishnah of Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, that the Mishnah says that if you shechted the Korban Pesach, lo'ichlov v'sheloi lo'ichlov, you had in mind also those who are supposed to be eating and allowed to be eating this Korban Pesach, and also those that are not. In that case, kosher. Since the shechita was done also for those that belong to this Korban Pesach, and for them alone it was already necessary to do these avoidas, therefore these avoidas are kosher, and the Korban Pesach is kosher. Hey Chedomi. So let's try and understand what we're talking about. We're clearly talking about two machshavis. He says la'oichlov and shalei la'oichlov. Hey Chedomi, inayma b'shtei avoidas. Are you talking about that it's two avoidas, that in one avoida he said la'oichlov, and in the second avoida, for example, he shechted it la'oichlov and had in mind to do the zrika shalei la'oichlov? Then taima d'choshev b'zrika. And you're going to say that the only reason over there that it's kosher is because even though he had in mind to do the zrika, which is a whole avoida, shalei la'oichlov, it's still kosher. Why? De'ein machsheves oichlin b'zrika. The only time that you can actually have a machshava of oichlin, which means that could passel the oichlin, is only by the zrika, is only by the shechita, not by the zrika. If whilst you're sprinkling the blood, you have in mind a different person, a different oichlin, it does not passel the korban. And this is learned from a pasuk. Rashi brings, it says in the pasuk, lefi ochloi tochoisu, and tochoisu means shechita, that the requirement that it should be done for the sake of being eaten is so to speak, is attributed uniquely to shechita. But having a machsheves oichlin by the zrika does not passel. But what would we deduce from there? We would, if that was the pshat in case number five, that la'oichlov v'shaloi la'oichlov is only kosher because the machshava of shaloi la'oichlov was by the zrika, ha ba'avoida achas, but in the event that it would have been in one avoida, that you have two machshavos, also la'oichlov and also shaloi la'oichlov, could go in b'shchita, by shchita itself, you have in mind also oichlov and also shalei laichlov, the mahanya be machsheves oichlin, and the thoughts that one has regarding those who are going to eat the korban, they do affect the validity of the korban if those thoughts are done by the shechita, then in that case it will be possible, because you have a machshava of shalei laichlov by the shechita. So then you would have a case of one avoida, it would be possible. But the Gemara says that also won't work. Well, Kaimelon, we assume that miktsas oichlin loy posla. Since you have to shecht the whole animal, even if just a small part of it is going to be eaten, then if part of the people that you have in mind when shechting the Korban Pesach are those that can eat, even though you also have in mind when shechting the animal that you're going to that it's going to be for shaloyla oichlov, but since part of it was oichlov, it's going to be kosher. So this that we deduced, that if the case number five is talking of, is kosher because it's two avoidos, and then we assume that if it would be one avoida, it would be possible, that's not true. Even in one avoida, it would be kosher. Elolav, it must be, that it's af ba'avoida achas, that it's talking about even with one avoida. Even in the case of one avoida, just by shechita, la'oichlov and sheloi la'oichlov is kosher. That means that's definitely true. In case number 5, it's definitely true that since the only avoida that is actually influenced by the oichlin is shechita, and by shechita, even if just part of the oichlin are la'oichlov and part of them are shaloi la'oichlov, it's kosher, then when the Mishnah in case number 5 says la'oichlov and shaloi la'oichlov is kosher, is talking about two avoides and one avoida. Umid seifa, and since case number 5, b'avoida achas, is talking about even one avoida, reishonami, going back to case number 2, b'avoida achas is talking about one avoida. And if case number 2, which is lishmoy v'shaloy lishmoy, is avoida achas, you have proof like Rabbi Yossi. Says the Gemara again, midi aria, haka di'isa v'haka di'isa. There's no reason to say that just because case number 5 is talking about one avoida, case number 2 is also talking about one avoida. No, seifa b'avoida achas, v'reisha oy b'avoida achas, oy b'shte avoidas. Indeed, case number 5 is talking about, is also talking about one avoida, and in case number 2, could be talking about a case just of two avoidos, and then there's no raya to Rabbi Yossi. And that is the end of that sugya. Now the Gemara is asking another question. Iboilu, Pesach sheshachatoi b'shari yamois hashono lishmoi v'shaloi lishmoi mahu. And here we just have to introduce what's going on here. We know that all other korbonos, they can be brought whenever they, you can bring them whenever you want. There's no time where it has to be brought just now. The exception to that is Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach can only be brought on Erev Pesach, in the afternoon. What's the status of a Korban Pesach any time other than Erev Pesach afternoon, any time other than Erev Pesach? It has the status of a Shlomim. That means if 2 days before Pesach or 2 days after Pesach, if for whatever reason you didn't shecht the Korban Pesach, but let's Rashi says we're talking here about before Pesach. 2 days before Pesach, for whatever good or bad reason, you shechted the Korban Pesach, L'shem Pesach, it's going to be possible. You can't have a Korban Pesach not on Erev Pesach. If you shecht the Korban Pesach, L'shem Shlomim, not on Erev Pesach, then it's kosher. So normally, if you have a case of lishmoy v'sheloi lishmoy, then you first, it's a machshava which is machshir, and then you would have a machshava that is pasels. But in the case of Korban Pesach, sheloi bizmanoi, not on Erev Pesach, lishmoy, which is Korban Pesach, is actually a psul, because it's not Erev Pesach. Sheloi lishmoy, doing it for the sake of shlomim, is actually going to make the animal kosher. It's the right machshava to have, because this Korban Pesach is a Korban Shlomim if it's not Erev Pesach. So what happens if you have a case of Shaloi Bizmanoi, it's not Erev Pesach, and he did Lishmoi, but Shaloi Lishmoi. Lishmoi is Lishem Korban Pesach. That is a machshava that passels. And then Shaloi Lishmoi, and then a machshava that is machshir, which is similar to the case of Shaloi Lishmoi v'Lishmoi by, for example, a Korban Pesach Bizmanoi, or any other Korban, a Korban Pesach Bizmanoi, on Erev Pesach, if you shecht it Sheloi Lishmoi, L'shem Shlomim, it's going to be possel. Because on Erev Pesach, Korban Pesach is a Korban Pesach, not Shlomim. So if you have in mind Sheloi Lishmoi V'Lishmoi, on Erev Pesach, that means Korban Pesach Bizmanoi, it's similar to Lishmoi V'Sheloi Lishmoi, of a Korban Pesach when it's Sheloi Bizmanoi. But that's going to be the question of the Gemara. Pesach sheshochtei b'shayi mois hashono, lishmoi v'sheloi lishmoi. First you had the machshava of the psul, then the machshava of the kasher. Now what's the halacha? Mi osi sheloi lishmoi, umapi klei midei lishmoi. Do we say that since after he said the lishmoi, which was posel, he said the sheloi lishmoi, which is kasher, then is, so to speak, we uprooted the first machshava and its kosher, umachshirle, oiloi? Do we say no? There's no such thing as undoing a machsheves psul. Says the Gemara, ki also Rav Dimi, oma amrita lishmaita kameidu Rav Yirmiya. When Rav Dimi came, he said to Rav Yirmiya the following proof. He tried to explain and clarify this question. And what did he say? Hoyil v'lishmoi machshiroi bizmanui. It means lishmoy on erev Pesach, which is bismanoi l'shem Pesach v'sheloi lishmoy machshiroi sheloi bismanoi. That means the kosher machshava on erev Pesach is l'shem Pesach. The kosher machshava not on erev Pesach is l'shem shlomim. So the Gemara says, "Hoyel v'lishmoy machshiroi bismanoi v'sheloi lishmoy machshiroi sheloi bismanoi." There's lishmo on erev Pesach is kosher, and the lishma on the rest of the year is, and the shalei lishma the rest of the time is kosher. We compare the two. Ma lishmoi hamachshirei bizmanoi. In the case of bizmanoi, it's erev Pesach, and the lishmoi hamachshirei bizmanoi ein moitzioi midi shalei lishmoi. It doesn't uproot the shalei lishma. That means on erev Pesach, if you have shalei lishma v'lishma, on erev that's called Pesach bizmanoi. Shalei lishma v'lishma, the lishmoi which is machshir does not undo the kavana of the shalei lishmoi before it. Af shalei lishmoi hamachshiroi, then the shalei lishma which is machshir, which is the rest of the year, shalei bizmanoi, not on erev Pesach, ein meitziyei midei lishmoi upasel. So more or less what the Gemara said here is that we compare shalei lishmoi v'lishmoi of erev Pesach to lishmoi v'shalei lishmoi the rest of the year. Which was the Gemara's question. Lishmoi v'shaloi lishmoi, the rest of the year, what's the halacha? First the machsheves psul, then the machsheves machshir. Is the machsheves machshir undoing the machsheves psul? So Rav Dimi said to Rav Yirmiya that from the fact that Pesach bizmanoi, the machsheves kashrus, which is lishmoi, does not override the machsheves psul that was before it, so to the rest of the year, the machsheves shaloi lishma, which is machshir, does not undo the machsheves lishma, which is the poisel. V'omarli, and Rabbi Yirmiya said back to Rav Dimi, loi imamarto b'shaloi lishmoi, he says, no, the shaloi lishmoi, which is bizmanoi, that's the first kavona, the shaloi lishma v'lishma of Erev Pesach, the shaloi lishma is a very, very strong psul, and therefore we understand that the lishmoi after it does not undo it. Unlike the case of the lishmo, which is the psul of this Korban Pesach, when it's not Erev Pesach, lishmo means l'shem Pesach is psul, that's a weaker type of psul, and we'll soon see why, and therefore it could be that the shaloi lishmoi of the rest of the year for the Korban Pesach, which is the machshava, which is machshir, can actually undo the machshava hapeseles of lishmo. Why should it be true? Why should the shaloi lishma of Erev Pesach be stronger than the lishma of the whole year? The Gemara is going to explain. Loim omarto b'shaloi lishmoi, the shaloi lishma the whole year, shekei noye b'kol hazvachim. In every single korban, the concept of shaloi lishma causes an issue. Some type of a psul. And Rashi explains, we're not going into it now, different korbanos have different levels of psul consequent to shaloi lishma. However, every single korban is influenced by the shaloi lishma. Toimar, are you going to say b'lishmoi, this unique psul called lishmoi? When do we ever find that shechting a korban for what it is a psul? There's only one case like that, and that's a korban Pesach the rest of the year, where you shecht a korban Pesach, l'shem Pesach is possible because it's not erev Pesach. So you're going to bring proof to that. Toima b'lishmoi shekeinenu neg b'chol hazvachim. The psul called lishma, which only doesn't apply b'chol hazvachim, sorry. Elo b'pesach b'lvad, it only applies to Pesach. Maybe it's easier to uproot that. And maybe lishmoi v'sheloi lishmoi of korban Pesach the rest of the year, the sheloi lishma, which is l'shem shlomim, will be oiker the machsheves psul of l'shem Pesach. So what Rav Dimi wanted to prove, Rav Yirmiya, refuted that. May have a lot. Okay, what's the halacha lemaisa? What's the halacha lishmoi v'shaloi lishmoi of Korban Pesach the whole year? Omar Rava. Rava says like this. Pesach sheshochat yibushar yemois hashono lishmoi v'shaloi lishmoi. Indeed, Rava holds, like we suggested, that the shaloi lishmo undoes the lishmoi. And it's kosher. Why? He's going to bring an interesting proof. Dehostoma lishmoi koi. We assume that every korban is shechted stoma lishmo. It's a sugyus in elsewhere in Shas, in Gittin, in Zvachim, but we take on that a korban Pesach, whenever it's shechted, unless you make a specific mention otherwise, we assume the intention is l'shem Pesach. So what happens if somebody shechts a korban Pesach Shaloi lishmoi. And there's a stoma, that means every shaloi lishmo is on the backdrop of an assumption that it's lishmo. Da stoma lishmo. Vafilo hocha. Nonetheless, if you take a korban pesach, which the original assumption is you're shechting it for korban pesach, kishochet le shaloi lishmo, if you shecht it l'shem shlomim, not on erev pesach, kosher, it's kosher. So you see from there, Alma, Osi Shaloi Lishmoi, Umapik Lemidei Lishmoi. So you see clearly that the Shaloi Lishmo, L'shem Shlomim of Korban Pesach Shaloi Bizmanoi, is uproots the Lishmo, which was the stoma that was before it. Therefore, Kishochit Nami, and so the same will apply if when you did the Shechita, you had in mind Lishmoi V'Shaloi Lishmoi, that which was the question of the Gemara, Osi Shaloi Lishmoi, Umapik Lemidei Lishmoi. Which means that Rava assumes that since maybe for the reason we said before that the psul of lishma is a weak one, regarding the korban pesach the rest of the year. So if you had first lishmoi, which is pasels, and then shaloi lishmoi l'shem shlomim, which is machshir, then it's kosher. And the proof to that was from the case of stoma. That in every korban pesach shaloi be'er of pesach the rest of the year, a korban pesach that you shecht Shaloi lishmoi is kosher, even though the stoma was lishmoi. So if shaloi lishmoi undoes lishma, so too, if you had explicit machshava lishma and then shaloi lishma, it will undo it. Omelir of Adaba Ava, the Rava of Adaba Ava disagreed with Rava. He said, no, Dilma shani heicha de omar, meicha de loy omar. It's true that there's a stoma, but he didn't verbalize it. He didn't have it in mind explicitly. So it could be that a non-explicit lishma, called stoma lishma, a non-explicit lishma, you can uproot with an explicit shaloi lishma. But when you have an explicit lishma, which passels in this case, and after that an explicit shaloi lishma, maybe not. And I'll give you even proof that there's a difference between when you verbalize something and you have explicit intention, and when not. Let's take another case. We saw before, and we called it case number 5. A case of where you shechted the Korban Pesach, you had in mind also the people that are able and allowed to eat the Korban Pesach, and also had in mind the Shaloi La'ichlov. And there you say, it's kosher. Now, puzzle. If you shecht a Korban Pesach and you have in mind the Shaloi La'ichlov that we saw in case number 4, we called it on Amud Aleph, it's puzzle. It means Shaloi La'ichlov is puzzle. When you had in mind La'ichlov v'Shaloi La'ichlov, then it's kosher. And the big question is, what's the difference? V'amai hostoma La'ichlov. We take it for granted. Whenever you shecht a Korban Pesach, you shecht it having in mind the people that are allowed to eat it. You're shechting it for the people who are going to eat it. So the stoma is la'ichlov. And afterwards, if you have in mind explicitly just the shaloi la'ichlov, we say it's pasul. If so, why? That means the psul of shaloi la'ichlov overrides the stoma of la'ichlov. But when you have explicit intention of la'ichlov v'shaloi la'ichlov, over there we say it's kosher, and the shaloi la'ichlov does not override the la'ichlov. Va'amai hostoma la'ichlov koi. Answers the Gemara, Eloshani, it must be, it's different. Heicha de'omar, meicha de'loi omar. If you have a stoma la'ichlov, and then an explicit shaloi la'ichlov, the shaloi la'ichlov overrides the stoma la'ichlov. But if you explicitly said both, then it's not the same. Then the shaloi la'ichlov does not override the la'ichlov. Hochanami, so too, says Rav Adabarava. In our case here of the lishmoi v'shaloi lishmoi of this Korban Pesach, I'm not an Erev Pesach, even though the lishmo, when it's a stoma, it passels. When you do it explicitly, shaloi lishmo, that means the stoma lishmo, and you do it explicitly, shaloi lishmo, it's kosher. But when you have explicit intentions of lishmoi v'shaloi lishmoi, it could be that the shaloi lishmo does not override the lishmo. Not like we said before, not like Rava suggested. Rava suggested that in the same way as shaloi lishmo overrides the stoma lishmo, so too the shaloi lishmo should override an explicit lishmoi. No. Like we saw here, in the case of There's a difference between overriding an explicit intention and overriding a non-explicit intention, a stomach. You cannot bring me proof from la'ichlov and shalei la'ichlov that there's a difference between whether you say it and you don't say it to the case of lishmo and shalei lishmo. It could be stomach lishmo is a proper lishmo. It's called lishmo. And if you have intentions just shaloi lishmoi, the shaloi lishmoi overrides the lishma and it will be kosher. And indeed, according to Rava, it will be proof that even if you have explicit intentions, shaloi lishmoi ve shaloi lishmoi, the shaloi lishmoi will override the lishmoi, it will be kosher. You're asking me, if so, why, but the shaloi la'oichlov, why does the kavona of shaloi la'oichlov override the kavona of la'oichlov? If you have explicit kavon of la'ichlov and shaloi la'ichlov, we saw was kosher. If so, why does shaloi la'ichlov override the stoma of la'ichlov? The Gemara is going to say because there is no stoma of la'ichlov. Why? Because, says the Gemara, bishloi mahasam kama deloi okar lei bishchita stoma vaday lishmoi koi. In the case of lishmoi v'shaloi lishmo, the stoma lishmo is as good as a vaday lishmo. And we assume he's definitely going to do it l'shem lishmoi. And therefore, a shaloi lishmo after a stoma is similar to shaloi lishmoi after an explicit lishmoi. Elohacha, but in the case of the la'ichlov and shaloi la'ichlov, stomi la'ichlov koi? Is it true to say that we take it for granted that every Korban Pesach is slated for those particular people that are supposed to eat the Korban Pesach? Dilma mimshechi hani v'osi achrini u'mimni ilavei. Achrini, it could be, and we know that, you could have a list of a whole group of people that are associated to a Korban Pesach, and all the while the Korban Pesach has not been shechted, that list can change all the time. So it's true that when you shecht a Korban Pesach, you have in mind that it's for people who are going to eat it and not people who are not allowed to eat it or cannot eat it. But to say we have in mind the explicit people, we never know till the last minute who the explicit people are. There's no stoma that you have in mind the specific people who are going to be eating it. So there is no stoma that is la'ichlov. And maybe only because of that, in you shecht it shalei la'ichlov, it's pasul. But in the case where you explicitly say, la'ichlov v'shaloi la'ichlov, where you have an explicit la'ichlov, over there it's going to be kosher. Now we see in the Mishnah, nimnin u'moishchin es yodeim, even the people who are registered on the Korban Pesach, they can remove themselves from the list. U'moishchin es yodeim, imenu ad sheyishchei, till the shechita, you can still change the list. And Tosfos explains that, like we said, that means that there is no stoma that a Korban Pesach is shechted la'ichlov. And therefore, only therefore, shaloi la'ichlov overrides and becomes posel. And that is how Rava understood this sugya. And now the Gemara is going to ask a third discussion here. Iboyelu, a new question. Pesach sheshochatoi b'shari mois hashono. And we just said now that when you have a Korban Pesach, the rest of the year, not on Erev Pesach, if you shecht it shaloi lishmo, you shecht it l'shem shlomim, it's kosher. Because the Korban Pesach, the rest of the year, has a status of a shlomim. What's going to be if he has in mind, when he shechts the Korban Pesach, the rest of the year, he doesn't have in mind l'shem shlomim. That's not the issue now. He just shechts it stoma. But that means he doesn't uproot the stoma that is l'shem Pesach, but what he does do is he has in mind shinui bailim. He has in mind that it's going to be eaten by different people. Not the people that this Korban Pesach was originally associated to. Then that's the question of the Gemara. Pesach sheshochatu b'shari mois hashana b'shinui bailim, having in mind different people, mahu, what's the halacha? Shinui bailim k'shinui kodesh domi. Do we say that it's similar to shinui kodesh, which means shechting the Pesach l'shem shlomim u'machshir, in the same way that if you shecht Pesach l'shem shlomim shaloi bizmanoi, it will be kosher, so too the shinui bailim, it will be kosher. And that means the fact that you're changing the people, the intentions of your intention is that for different people, that's enough to uproot its association to Korban Pesach, and therefore it will be a kosher shlomim, it will be okay. Or maybe not. Omer of Papa. Rav Papa says, Aminu l'shmaita kamei de Rava. This question, I posed it to Rava, and I, Rav Papa, said to Rava the following logic to resolve that. Hoyel v'shinui kodesh poislei bezmanui. Regular shaloi lishma bezmanui. Erev Pesach, Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, which is bezmanui. Shinui kodesh, shecht at the shem shlomim, will be possible. And the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, if you shecht it shalei la'ichlov, it's also possible. So says Rav Papa, Ma shinui kodesh poislei bezmanui, machshirei la'achras manui, in exactly the same way as if you change the intentions of the type of korban it is, shalei bezmanui, it makes it kosher. If Pesach shalei bezmanui l'shem shlomim is kosher, af shinui bailim shepoislei bezmanui machshirei. So to Shinui Bailim, even though Shaloi La'ichlov on Erev Pesach is possible, but if you're going to do it Shinui Bailim, Shaloi Bizmanui is going to be kosher. V'omerli, and Ravas responded to me, says Rav Papa, Loi imamarto b'Shinui Kodesh Shekein. Now, what Rav actually answered to Rav Papa was that there's a fundamental difference between Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim. And therefore, Shinui Kodesh, when you have in mind explicitly for a different korban, for example, a Pesach, and you have in mind Shlomim, that's a very strong type of Shinui. Therefore, it enacts the change that we need, that even though it's a korban Pesach, it's no longer considered a korban Pesach, it's considered a Shlomim, and it's kosher. However, Shinui Bailim is a much weaker type of psul. We'll soon see where we know that from. It's a weaker type of problem, and therefore Shinui Bailim in its own right is not strong enough to uproot the status of Pesach, and Shechting a Pesach, not on Erev Pesach, is possible. So let's see what are the strengths that Shinui Kodesh have that Shinui Bailim doesn't have. Im Omarto b'Shinui Kodesh Shekein. There's four things. Number one, psulei begufoi. It's a psul in the actual korban. Number one. Number two, v'yeshnei ba'arba avoides. Shinui kodesh applies to shchita, kabbalah, hoilocha, and zrika. Any one of them, if you have in mind for the sake of a different korban, it will be possible. Number three, v'yeshnei la'achar misa. The concept of shinui kodesh, even after a person dies. If a person dies leaving over a korban, then his son has to offer the korban for him, and if they do it and they have in mind a different korban, then it's not valid. You have to bring another one in its place. That's v'yeshnei la'achar misa. V'yeshnei b'tzibur. If you have a korban tzibur, a korban belonging to the public, and you shecht it having in mind a different korban, it's going to be possible. B'tzibur could be yochid. It's as possible by a tzibur as it is a yochid. Toimari, you're going to compare that to shinui bailim, where you have in mind the different people that this korban is associated to, that number one, ein psulei begufoi. The Gemara is soon going to ask why this should be. But it's not considered a psul in the guf. And at this point, what we assume what it means is that we're not, the machshava, the thought, is not attributed to the korban itself. It's attributed to the people associated to the korban. Unlike shinui kodesh, which is a thought associated to the korban itself. Ve'enoi ba'arba avoidis. And it doesn't apply to all four avoidos. And Rashi explains what it means that in all korbonos, or almost all korbonos, since the main part of the korban is the atonement, and the atonement comes when the zrika is done, when the blood is sprinkled, therefore shinui bailim only applies by the zrika. If somebody does the shchita l'shem somebody else, then it would not pasul. Ve'einon la'achar misa, and if you shecht a korban after the person dies, for a different korban, it would not passel it. And Rashi explains what that means. Since the person that this korban is attributed to is actually dead, then it's not really attributed to any person, so changing the person is not going to make it possible. Ve'enei b'tzibur k'be yochid. And to change the bailim, you can't do that with the tzibur, because the korban tzibur by nature belongs to everybody. So what kavon are you going to have? It's not for Reuven, it's for Shimon, it's for everybody, it's a korban tzibur. There's nothing to change it to. And the Gemara says that v'afal gav detarati lav dafka, even though two of these four are not absolute, tarati miodafka, but two of them are absolute, which means there's at least two things that shinui Kodesh is stronger than Shinui Bailim? And if so, Rava said to Rav Papa, don't bring me proof from Shinui Kodesh, that Shinui Kodesh is enough to make the Korban Pesach be a Shlomim Shaloi Bezmano in his kosher. Shinui Bailim can't do that. Which are the two that are lav dafka? Why do you say that Shinui Bailim is not considered a psul in the essence of the animal? Because nothing happened to the animal. It didn't happen to the animal. It's in my thought. I thought about a different person. Well, Shinui Kodesh also is true that the Shinui Kodesh was about the animal, not about the person. But the psul didn't happen to the animal. It happened in the thoughts of the person doing the Avodah. Vesu, this that you said that Shinui Bailim is weaker than Shinui Kodesh, inasmuch as that after a person dies, there's no more psul of Shinui Bailim. Well, Rav Pinchas Breider of Ami, Omar, yes, Shinui Bailim Le'achamisa, Ma'ikel Meimar. It's not everyone agrees with that. There's a Rav Pinchas, the son of Rav Ami, who holds that Shinui Bailim is a psul even after Misa, in which case, in that aspect, it's the same as Shinui Kodesh. However, Taratami is Dafkaninu. But at least it's clear that two things regarding whether it can apply to all Dalad Avodos or just to the Zrika, and regarding whether it can apply only to a Tzibur as well as to a Yochid, in those two, Shinui Kodesh is stronger than Shinui Bailim. Taratami is Dafkaninu. And therefore, Rav Papa argued with, Rava argued with Rav Papa. Elo Amar Rava, Rava claimed that Pesach Sheshochtei B'Sharei Mois Hashona B'Shinui Bailim Nase K'mi She'ein Loi Bailim B'Zmanoi U'Posel. Rava indeed holds that Shinui Bailim, if you have a Korban Pesach Sheloi B'Zmanoi and you didn't shecht it L'Shem Shlomim, and the only thing you did was that you had in mind Shinui Bailim, different owners, different people, it's as if it was shechted B'Zmanoi Sheloi L'Oichlov, and it's Posel. And in Yitzhak Hashem, in the next year, we're going to continue the next Mishnah.